All right, this week what I want to talk to you about is feeling a sense of confidence, okay? Now, confidence is just one of those really useful emotions, and if you can feel it at will, right, you can just instantly like flip a switch and feel confident, then it's going to serve you well, because there are just so many different situations you can be in where even if you don't know what you're doing, even if you're unsure, bringing a sense of confidence in yourself, into your abilities, into your ability to learn quickly or figure it out, is always going to help you. Now, when it comes to weight loss, when you can become confident in a moment, you're going to notice that you instantly shift the way you feel and perceive a situation. Now, I want you to understand two things here. One is we're going to feel confidence. Okay. The other thing I want you to understand is this, that the process of feeling confidence is the same process you can use to feel any emotion. And we do this sometimes regularly, because the more different emotions you go through with this process, the better you get at it. Because you want to be able to quickly be able to slide into any emotion you'd like to, right? Whether it be confidence, success, acceptance, love, ambition, whatever, relaxation, whatever the feeling that you would like to have is, you want to be able to slide into that emotion and feel it as congruently and genuinely as possible. Now, I say this to you because, one other thing before we get into how to do it, you want to start to catch yourself, because what ends up happening is oftentimes a word in our mind will get redefined. And I was speaking with a lady this week, and she was talking about how she goes out into social situations and she starts to feel inferior. She starts to think other people are judging her and saying, not nice things about her, and she starts to feel worse and worse. And I said, well, if you could feel confident in that situation, what would it be like? And she goes, well, I do feel confident. And she said that, and she never thought to question that a second, okay? But from my ears, it was very obvious to hear from her tone that the confidence, when she said that word confidence, it wasn't congruent. And obviously from the whole question, she wasn't feeling a sense of genuine confidence in that situation. So sometimes we start saying to ourselves, well, I really tried hard, but maybe that's not really trying hard, right? I really put my best effort in, or I tried to feel confidence, or I felt as good as I could. And we start saying these words and these emotions in a certain situation, but they don't have any meaning, okay? They don't have the meaning we want them to have. So with this lady, what I did is I said, I want you to feel a real sense of confidence. We need to calibrate ourselves. That's kind of what this is. It's a recalibration of what emotions are. Because oftentimes, our calibration or our definition of what an emotion is has been screwed up. Okay, so our definition of confidence is very low level confidence. All right? So what we want to do through this process, I'm going to show you in a second, is we want to boost our confidence and remember what it feels like to genuinely feel a peak state of, whatever emotion it is, and we're talking about confidence. So what I want you to do is get yourself relaxed. This process is simple. We've done it before. It's an easy process to do. The more you do it, the easier it gets, and the more powerful you become at it. What I want you to do is get relaxed, loosen up, shoulders, stomach, chest, face, and think of a time in your life when you felt a sense of confidence, right? Whatever that word means to you, a peak state of confidence. Have you ever felt that emotion? And of course you have. Now, you may not have felt the confidence of, someone in a movie that you saw or some friend that you know, but in your life, everything's relative and you have experienced some form of confidence, okay? And because you've experienced confidence and you've experienced no confidence, there's a relativity there, and the higher point is your peak level of confidence. Okay, so we want to start there just so you can get a feeling in your body and your mind for what confidence feels like, what it is. And remember, we want to do the physiology first. Your posture when you're confident, right? How do you stand? How does your posture shift when you feel really genuinely confident? How do you breathe? How do you hold yourself? Okay, how do you move your body? How do you speak if you're speaking with someone? How does your tone, your pace, your volume change when you're truly, genuinely confident, feeling it? Now what I want you to do is to think of that time in your life when you felt confident, right? Maybe it was around certain people. Maybe it was in a certain situation, doing something specific, right? Everyone in their life's got some time when they felt confident and good about what they were doing. And you want to remember that. Again, we want to first start with the physiology. Then in our minds, we want to go back to memories of times when we felt this sense of confidence to a certain degree. And now what I want you to do is think of another time in your life when you felt some sense of confidence. Okay, some point in your life when you felt confident about what you were doing. And it just has to be a moment. All right. I used to play a lot of basketball. And overall, I would feel confidence and no confidence. It would kind of go back and forth. I wasn't the greatest basketball player in the world. I wasn't the worst. But within that time period when I used to play competitively, there were moments when there was a peak level of confidence. I remember I did hit that game-winning shot, okay, one time. Right? It was not for any championship, but it was a big shot in that moment. So I go back to that, and I remember that feeling right as I did it. Okay? So again, we just want to reinforce the emotion that we're looking to create. We start physiologically, we go into our memories and think about it. Now what we want to do is we want to make it even stronger. We want to build it up even more. And you can do this now by using your imagination. You can use this by thinking of someone or some movie character or situation where the person just seemed to exude this peak level of confidence. And I want you to imagine that you were that person for a moment. Imagine you were inside their body feeling everything they were feeling. And again, notice your physiology shifting as you imagine this. Now imagine bringing this confidence right into your own body. Imagine feeling as if you were this person. Now imagine yourself walking into a situation where you have lacked confidence in the past. Okay, it could be a situation where you've struggled to eat well. Okay, imagine yourself walking into that situation now with this sense of confidence, just cranked up to 10. And imagine yourself going through the situation. What foods would you choose? Right? How would you behave? What would you be saying to yourself? How would you be standing? How would you be breathing? And you want to imagine as clearly as possible and imagine how you would act and imagine how you would think and imagine what you would do. What this does, not only does it build up your confidence muscles, okay, but it also redefines what confidence is to you. Okay, it recalibrates it. So the confidence, you're not telling yourself, well, yeah, I'm confident, because we do that sometimes. We're redefining it. So the confidence, when we think about it, it's an experience. It's a real thing. And then you can get into a situation where you don't feel confident, and in your mind you can do this process. This is the process you do when you get into a place where you're not confident. You go to a social situation where you don't know anyone, and you start to feel kind of nervous or awkward or, you know, whatever the situation is, and you remember this and you flip it. Now you may not feel 100% as confident as you do now, but the things you can absolutely change are how you're holding yourself, what you're thinking about. Okay, you can begin using your mind to think about what it would be like to be in the situation as a confident person. How would I be walking? What would I be doing? And this is how you hypnotize yourself to become this new person. You're always hypnotizing yourself. You're either just doing it in a way that's hurting you, or you're going to start doing it in this way that helps you. Okay, now we did confidence because why not? But you can do this with any emotion. This is the process. So when you struggle in a situation, you can bring into the situation any feeling you want. Okay, it's up to you. This is how you do it. Start with the physiology, move into the psychology, all right? And then bring them both into the situation so that you can experience that peak state as strongly as possible, okay? So play with this and work with it. Because again, if you put the time in now and master this technique, this process, it will become automatic for you. So you'll move into situations and you'll start to do it naturally. You'll naturally move into a situation where you kind of naturally, you know, kind of feel a little awkward or uncomfortable, and you'll feel your shoulders go up. That'll become the response because it feels better and it gives you more control. Okay? So do this and I will talk to you next week.